There are other challenges facing the rebels in Libya. Troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are still better equipped and organized, and that means that while NATO airstrikes are helping the rebels hold on to territory they already control, the rebels don't appear able to wrest more of Libya from Gaddafi's regime. We turn now to Robert Pape. He's director of the University of Chicago Project on Security and Terrorism. Mr. Pape, you supported the initial military intervention in Libya. Are you alarmed that it seems to be turning into a protracted campaign and potential stalemate?
No, I don't think it's quite right to think of this as a stalemate. I think it's important to see that just 3 weeks ago, we were facing a situation where Gaddafi's forces were barreling in on some 2 million people in the eastern part of Libya. And within just a matter of days, Western airstrikes stopped those forces. We're now stabilizing the situation. And so, yes, at this very second, it appears we have what some are calling a stalemate, but this is probably going to be temporary. And in the coming weeks, certainly in the coming months, Gaddafi is very likely to lose ground.
NATO members are divided over the best way to proceed right now. At a meeting in Berlin today, Britain and France were trying to persuade the alliance to get actively involved with ground attack planes to intensify air raids. Can air power alone achieve much more at this point?
Well, air power has done a tremendous amount on the defense to protect Benghazi in the east from being overrun. However, for air power or any military force to go forward and actually march on Tripoli, this would effectively be regime change, a
right.
foreign-imposed regime change, which brings with it all the negative consequences, such as breaking the international coalition, such as congealing support for Gaddafi inside the country. So it's simply not a good plan to escalate the military component of Western and world intervention at this stage. Rather, what we should do, and actually what we are doing, is we should increase massive economic shipments to Benghazi in the east. And this is the real pathway to give the Libyans their own choices about their future.
Now, the whole premise for going into eastern Libya with this intervention was that there would have been a bloodbath or massacre in Benghazi if the international community had not stepped in. But some critics say, you know, would that have really happened? How do you answer that?
I don't think that it's the case that there would have been a thing called a genocide. I don't think anybody was really predicting hundreds of thousands of dead civilians in Libya. And so I think the critics of the intervention saying, oh, there wouldn't have been a genocide, are simply straw-manning the issue. What we really faced was an ongoing mass homicide of thousands of Libyans being killed, and those Libyans were unarmed protesters. And we also had a viable plan for intervention at very little risk to ourselves.
So, Robert Pape, you oppose regime change in Libya, but how does NATO, or anyone for that matter, get out of a war once they've protected civilians from the onslaught that might have led to atrocities or mass homicide?
Well, we've actually seen this now several times. We've confronted this problem in Bosnia in the 1990s, in Kosovo in the 1990s, and with the Kurds in northern Iraq in the 1990s. And what's at issue is providing true protection for civilians with a viable plan, not to impose our own regime, but to give the local populations the wherewithal to choose their own future. And it may be the case that the populations of eastern Libya decide to cut a deal with the Gaddafi regime. They may decide not to cut a deal with the Gaddafi regime. But we should not be in the business of dictating the political future of millions of people.
Robert Pape teaches political science at the University of Chicago. We've been discussing what's next in Libya. Thanks very much for your time.
Glad to be here.